So we are continuing on in our study in the Apostles' Creed and answering questions concerning what is the benefit of these things that we say that we believe. And so the question we looked at last week was focusing on the ascension of Christ and his being seated at the right hand of God. And now our question 51 summarizes the ascension of Christ and his session in heaven as his glory. And so Jesus Christ has entered into his glory. And furthermore, the question is, he is our head and he's in heaven. So what benefit do we have that Jesus isn't here, but rather that he is in heaven and that he's glorified? And notice there's a two-point answer. The first is that by his Holy Spirit, he pours out heavenly gifts upon us, his members. He provides. And one of the things we're going to be looking at today is actually the sermon title is, do you treasure God's gifts? And so the question of the sermon today is, do you know what it is that God, that Christ has poured out upon you? And do you say thank you? Do you appreciate it? And how can you do so? So Jesus Christ is seated in heaven and is ruling, and you see that through the sending of the Holy Spirit who abides with us. Amen. He takes the work of Christ and applies it to us. Secondly, by his power, he defends and preserves us against all enemies. And so Jesus is protecting us. He is our good shepherd now. Not someday, not used to be, but he is. He is there to protect us. He is there to preserve us. He has begun a good work in us, will complete it. And so he rules, as we have said before, heaven rules earth now. Christ rules from heaven now and wars against all, it says, against all enemies, all his and our enemies. And so that which glorifies God, the glory of Christ, is his involvement with us from heaven. What a humbling and what a blessing it is to stop and to think about that, that he cares for us more than we care for him or ourselves, even. Thank you, Lord. Secondly, and this is an interesting statement, what comfort, question number 52, what comfort is it to you that Christ shall come again to judge the living and the dead? During this time of the writing of this confession, this catechism, there was a large portion of the church that avoided Christ, were afraid of Jesus Christ, because of the statement that he will come again to judge the living and the dead. In other words, they focused primarily and almost exclusively upon Jesus as judge. And so therefore, they created other means, other ways of reaching and speaking and being acceptable to God, or another way of saying it, other intercessors. The answer is no, we can come directly to Christ. And we actually embrace judgment. I don't know if you understand that point. We embrace judgment because in doing so, we embrace Jesus Christ, who embraced the judgment of God for us. And so we do embrace the justice of God. We do look forward to Christ coming again to judge, because then it will be over. Notice it says that in all my sorrows and persecutions, I, with an uplifted head, look for the very one who offered himself for me to the judgment of God. See that statement again. I look forward to the coming of the one who gave himself for me to the offered himself for me to the judgment of God and removed all the curse from me. A part of judgment is based on this, you're guilty or innocent. And part of the judgment is because you are guilty, these are the consequences, or because you are innocent, these are the consequences. So part of the judgment is evaluation according to the law. Part of it is consequences. Our catechism here says that he took on the consequences. And so when we enter into the tribunal, when we enter into that judgment, that great day, our righteousness is Christ's righteousness. And so therefore, we look forward to the judge coming from heaven, who will cast all his enemies and our enemies into everlasting condemnation, but take us with all his chosen ones to himself into heavenly joy and glory.
Praise the Lord.
We look forward to the day when there will no more sorrow, no more tears, no more sin, no more death. We look forward to that day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.